Yuma, Perik Olive, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3. Masrolo Zakena Mizikne Vastin. On those 7 days, he's appointed two teachers. They're elders from the Sanhedrin. And they're there to ensure that he knows how to do the Avoda. Vakor on the fun of Beseder Hayom. And they would read in front of him from the activities of a day, referring here to the activities of Yom Kippur. That means we're talking about Parshas Achrimos. This is Vayikra Perek Tezayin, chapter 16. They'll go through it. And of course, in the time of the Mishnah, there was no Mishnah in the time of, so they weren't reading him the Mishnah and instructions. They're reading the actual Psukim, the verses, and then walking him through it. Oh, Va'omrimlo, they would say to him on each of those 7 days, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Kara Ata Beficha. Why don't you read it, Mr. Kohen Gadol? Ishi means like a honorific, Mr. or important Kohen Gadol. Why don't you read it with your own mouth? Because when a person reads something himself, he internalizes it and remembers it much better than if someone reads it to him. Shemesh Achachta, maybe you learned but forgot something in terms of the order of the day of Yom Kippur. Oshema Lola Marata, or perhaps you didn't even learn in the first place. The Gemara asks, how in the world could it be that a Kohen Gadol never learned how to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? There's a requirement for the Kohen Gadol to be not just more handsome and more wealthy than his fellow Kohanim, but also that he should be a bigger Chacham than them. So, how could it be? So the Gemara answers that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash during the Second Temple period, many Kohanim bought their way into being the Kohen Gadol, essentially paying for the opportunity. And that being the case, they could be really ignoramuses and not know how to do the Avoda, so therefore perhaps they didn't learn in the first place. Now, Erev Yom Kippurim Shacharis, on the eve of Yom Kippur in the morning, meaning on the ninth day of Tishrei, that means tonight will be Yom Kippur, Ma'amidin Oso Bishar Mizrach, they would stand him up in the Eastern Gate. The Eastern Gate is referred to as, or called Shar Nicanor, because, as we'll learn more about in the Masechta, this was sort of a gate that was saved by miracle by a fellow named Nicanor, and it wasn't considered to be part of the Azara, so he could stand there for that time to go to the mikvah, and he would watch. Uma'avir in the fun of Parim ve'elim ukvasim, and they would bring before him the various animals that he'd be using on the day of Yom Kippur. Parim are cows, elim are rams, that means a male sheep that's at least 13 months and a day old. And kvasim, a kevis is a lamb. Kadeshihe makir, so he would be able to recognize them, the ragil ba'avoda, and he'll be able to do the avoda comfortably knowing what he's doing. Now, you might note that there's no mention here of ezin, of goats, and of course there is a seir, in fact, two seirim, two goats that are used very prominently in the avoda of Yom Kippur. The question is, why aren't they brought before him? So the answer is that since the goats are brought specifically to atone for the sins of the Jewish people, the Kohen Gadol could be rather distressed when he thinks about that, and could cause him undue distress. Therefore, we don't make him under that kind of distress and don't remind him of this, of the sins, and not bring in front of him the goats. But at least the cow, which does come to atone for him and his family, the Kohanim, that since it's his own sins, we will bring it before him, and he will certainly recognize how the cow looks and how to deal with that bull.